This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this morning I'm with Robert McDowell. Robert, you're wearing your summer hat at Summer Hall.
Yes, I am, because it's summer here. And the great thing is, when the sun shines in Scotland, it's miserable in the Mediterranean. I just came back at the weekend from the Venice Biennale, where we've got a wonderful exhibition which we'll be bringing here to Summer Hall. And Richard DeMarcus said to me yesterday, you know, the trouble is in Scotland, for art, we don't directly connect to the international art world. But that's why we have to go to the Venice Biennale, to be connected.
But this summer, people are going to come here to Summer Hall for all your festival offering, and that's really what we're here to discuss this morning.
That's how we connect to the international world of theatre and the performing arts mostly, and why we win so many prizes. I think we win a third of all performing arts prizes or more, and have done for about 3 or 4 years now, which is wonderful. It's great sort of critical acclaim. And here in this courtyard, the biggest of our three courtyards, during the festival, there's rarely less than 1,000 people. We have an atmosphere of people meeting people from all over the world, which is fantastic.
So today we're kind of drip-feeding a little bit of your program, because we have a lovely brochure with only some of the what's on offer, and all the tickets are going on sale today.
Yes, there are more than 200, there's something like 200 shows that we're putting on, but we're only focusing on a few. We're focusing in this press launch on fewer shows than we'll probably win prizes for. And I'm not sure that all the ones we're focusing on will win prizes. We never really know. Our new chief executive managing director, or whatever, she took over from Sam Gough in a very complex role, because, you know, we have 1,300 or I don't know more shows and events here in a year, which is so much more than happens anywhere else. We get 800,000 visitors. We've got hundreds of issues. We've got all these buildings, all the 500 people that work here, and so on. And she has stepped into the role effortlessly and brilliantly, and almost there's no hiccup between Sam Gough leaving to look after theatre in Glasgow and Rowan coming in here, which is wonderful.
And finally, I want you to tell me a little about the talk, which you apparently are giving next Thursday, the 23rd of May, which in itself is an auspicious date, of course, with the European elections.
Yes.
So at Summer Hall, 23rd of May, what are you doing?
Well, I tried to postpone it so I could fly off to Vienna to give a talk in Vienna, but they said, no, you can't postpone it, because I didn't want to be giving a talk on the same day as the European elections. But I will say things about Brexit, no doubt, but I'm mostly going to talk about newsworthy, scandalous things that are going on in the world of the arts. Some of it, quite a lot of it, may be here, but here it's about longer-term things. I think what I'll try and do is talk about all those things that make me want to puke nearly as much as Brexit. But Brexit makes me want to puke more than anything else.
And on that note, tell me what the title of your lecture is then, so that people can find tickets for it.
Oh, yes. Well, it's tickets easy. They just come here. It'll be at Summer Hall, and it's called Perspectives and Proportion in the International Art Markets.
Great. Robert McDowell, thank you very much for speaking with us.
A pleasure.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.